This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Just shipped guns back to him today. I don't know what they're going to ship back to me to try, but I am on pins and needles. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Monday. It's Monday before the 4th. So it's going to be a short week for those of you who haven't figured that out. It's going to be a short week this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But anyway, we're here today. And joining us today, as he always does, unless I'm not here, and then he joins us on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever it is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it being a short week, does that mean we have to talk fast?
No, we have a normal segment, a short week. Normal segment, short week.
I want to thank you. You've been very gracious when you mentioned my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, a number of times. That podcast just had its 300,000th download.
Now, how often do you put those up?
For you guys, that's Tuesday. For me, it took me 3 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, how often do you put that out, Rob? I mean, that's pretty
once
big.
Once a week.
Once a week. So, and so you put out 150 episodes.
Yep.
That's
so about 2,000.
Congratulations.
The average is 2,000 an episode. Over those 3 years, so.
Congratulations.
People are listening. That's nice.
Very
and then
impressive.
It gets
I'm
on
impressed
social.
By it. I'm impressed.
Great.
If I didn't have a radio show, nobody'd know who I was. I'm not sure if anybody does now. Anyway.
Well, that's why you can be that stealth observer at the Moms Demand Action rallies. I like that.
Yeah.
Keep that low profile, buddy.
Yeah. That particular day, I was strapping double stacked and all that other stuff. All the stuff they hate. I was quite zealous in my joy as I sat there grinning. Anyway,
he seems a very happy man. He's just sitting there smiling.
Yes.
There's a guy who is not smiling particularly. You remember Scott Israel of Broward County?
Yes, the sheriff. Yeah, the fire. That yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so after the attack at the school and we're finding out that, law enforcement had been to the murderer's house 40 times. There had been FBI reports saying this guy's a nut. He's put threats on social media. He's put it on YouTube. Now I'm going to quote him, Sheriff Scott Israel. I can only take responsibility for what I knew about. I exercise due diligence. I've given amazing leadership to this agency. Wow. Okay, the good news, bad news is the Broward County Sheriff's Department failed its state accreditation. So it's basically been put on suspension. It has a new sheriff for the last several months, but the problems are so deep, they can't really say great. Keep doing what you're doing. No, they're saying you have problems. You have to fix them.
Well, I mean, they fired some other deputies there as well. I mean, apparently Broward County is not exactly what I would call the one you want to mold or model your sheriff's department after, I guess. They seem to have a lot of problems.
Yeah, they also had a terrible problem when the crazy man flew from Alaska to Miami, took a gun out of his luggage and attacked random people in the airport luggage area. And all kinds of law enforcement responded, and then they kind of tripped over each other. The cordon was so large that first responders couldn't get to the victims. So, yeah, those two episodes and the way they were handled. I mean, we also saw the really sad vision of the supervisor who came on scene, who was just beyond her depth. She may have been great at law enforcement administration, but a critical event like that, she was just well out of her depth, didn't know what to do, basically held law enforcement at a distance while people died. It's tragic.
Well, I mean, even if you don't know what you do, I've never been in law enforcement. I've never been in a rampage killing situation, but okay. I know that the rampage killer's pattern has to be disrupted. He has to have some targets that are going to shoot back. If you want to stop innocent people from being killed, he's got to be engaged. And, I mean, I'm sure that I'm not going to get an invite from Mensa over that one.
Right.
But, you know.
That is commonly known. But remember, these are law enforcement officers who've been taught by their union that their chief duty is to go home tonight.
Well, that may be I would imagine that's everybody's priority. If I were in law enforcement, I'm sure that would be my priority too. But it was my priority when I was in the military, but I knew what the job was.
And, close with and engage, right?
Yeah. Seek out, close with, and engage.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, the number of the Broward deputies had that nowhere on their list.
Well, that's malfeasance. That's malfeasance, right? When you're out there and you have an enforced gun-free zone.
Right.
And you have a known threat and you have people on hand that are supposed to be the only ones and they don't respond. That's malfeasance.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now there was a lawsuit that said this was a criminal offense because the school essentially had a custodial duty to the students. You could try that in a court. I don't know that's new law. Good luck with that. There have been so many rulings over so many years that the police have no duty to respond or defend any particular individual unless you've been arrested. If you're in the back of a police car, then they have the duty to defend you, perhaps from other inmates, but no one else beyond that situation. Then the police have a custodial duty, not in other cases.
Well, the problem is going to be this. If they're going to demand by mandate that everybody is disarmed, then there should be a reasonable expectation that wherever I have to be disarmed, that somebody else is going to take responsibility for that. If there is no reasonable expectation that's going to happen, one of three things is going to happen. I'm going to comply. I'm not going to comply. Or I'm not even going to go there.
Right.
And they demand that I comply.
Right.
And if it was me, if I wanted to start a movement in Florida, I would simply say, arm the teachers or I'm not sending my kid to school. Homeschooling, here I come. Where's the website? Where do I sign up? Because they don't like homeschooling. They don't like vouchers. They don't like anything that is not public education. We're coming up on the next break or the first break. We're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break. And Rob is a podcaster and he just went over his 300,000th download. The sheer dedication to constantly putting up content when you don't feel like it, when you don't have the time or something like that, and yet he, and it's not, you know, one podcast takes days to prepare. Check it out. It's called Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, they are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line and Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, talking to Rob Morse, I'm getting ready for that October class we're taking.
Yeah, already? Good on you.
Well, you are too. I mean, you're doing the same thing. I mean, you're gathering whichever weapon you're going to carry.
Right.
Looks like I'm carrying three.
One at a time, let's hope.
Yes, one at a time.
Leave a little of the Second Amendment left out there for the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm going to carry three. But, I mean, two of them will be striker fired, and one of them will be hammered fired.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the hammered fire gun. The hammered fire gun is a piece of work, let me tell you.
STI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bill's talking about a red dot class. We've all been taught to focus on the front sight, which means, of course, the target's blurry. And as you get older, it means, wait a minute while I put on my glasses because my eyes don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. One solution to keep focused at the threat is to use a red dot. It's very much the same technique, if you think about it, that you're using with a shotgun. You're positioning the entire gun. Yeah, the bead's involved, but you're shooting, you're getting early alignment through kinematics. Oh, and there's that red dot right where I need it. It'll be exciting to be taught by the likes of Steve Fisher, so that'll be quite something.
Well, you know, Steve's younger than me. But he wears glasses, and I think that the red dot sight, I think for those of us who, like, I don't have any glasses that I use on the range, for example. I just wear sunglasses because I'm trying to wear some ballistic shielding over my eyes. And I think the red dot, I mean, when Costa used to come on the show and he would be talking about red dots, I would sort of poo-poo the idea because, you know, it had a battery and, oh, that's another thing to worry about, and, you know. But really, truly, for those of us that are getting older, this is sort of a shortcut, isn't it?
It is. It is. Pros have done the testing where they said, okay, give me a gun. There are really three major configurations, right? Straight old iron sights, a laser, and a red dot. And the pros who grew up with iron sights have such great kinematic. They point the gun, the sights are right there. They do a little bit of tuning and press the trigger. Beginners who are struggling perform very well initially with the laser. So there's a lot to learn, and you and I have forgotten how much we learned to be able to use the sights.
Yes. Well, I mean, in the military, we didn't. When I was in the military, we still had the carry handle on top of the AR-15. That was actually part of the upper. It was not something we put on top of a flat top. Because we were using Vietnam-era M16s.
Right.
And so we trained with iron sights. And we had to engage 300-meter targets with iron sights. So the optic is actually sort of, it's almost like cheating now for me. Except now my eyes have gotten older. But with the handgun, the handgun part, you have to align the handgun a little bit differently. And I think that's where going to the class with Steve is going to be a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, but touch time, dry practice will really show how many times have you presented that firearm before your face, developed the kinesthetic awareness. Does my body know where it belongs so that that red dot appears in the window? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Michael Bain was recently talking about a oversized red dot where he goes, wow, it's so big, you forget that your eye doesn't have to really be centered. The dot doesn't have to be in the middle of the window, just on the target. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be nice if the pistol optics were like the holographic sights on the rifle, though, because wherever the holographic sight is where the bullet's going to go.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. With a
red dot. Shot it, what's your scout rifles? What, 1 to 5?
Scout rifle right now is iron.
2 to 6?
It's going to be 1 to 4.
Okay.
When I get to that point. I'm glad you mentioned that. I just realized there's another thing I could be doing.
I didn't realize that was a problem, but okay.
Well, there's enough things that I am doing to where the other things I could be doing, I'm not doing. So
right.
That actually gives me, I need to go find an optic for the old scout rifle because that's wasting. I need to do something with that.
In competition, which is admittedly a very narrow range of problems to solve, you know, targets from 3 feet to 30 feet. People did very, very well with iron sights in bright light. At night, it's considerably harder. On the other hand, at night, if you can't see your intended target, if you can't see their hands, do you really think you should press the trigger? So there's red dots certainly give us some advantages, but there's still some underlying issues. In low light, if you don't have a flashlight, what are you doing there? Time to just turn around, run away, because you don't have the tools you need to solve the problem.
The problem.
What do you think?
Well, I think you need a flashlight. But by the time we get
living room, it's a different problem.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this SDI gun. Now, this is the Staccato P that I'm talking about. It has the optic already. It's got a hollow sun optic on it. And I'm just thinking about what it's going to be like when I put a flashlight on. It has a 20-round capacity.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, so when I bring this thing up, it ought to be pretty steady because it's going to be pretty heavy, especially if I put but that's all right. I might just go put a flashlight on it because Roger will make me a holster for that sucker. Anyway, coming up on the next break, and Rob and I have just been talking classes and everything. The other stuff that he does, you know, he's a writer of note. He writes at Slopax WordPress blog. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and also at Amoland.com. And he also is part of another podcast called The Polite Society. A lot of content out there. Check it all out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials are warning about possible acts of domestic terrorism over the 4th of July holiday. The FBI and Homeland Security Department are urging law enforcement officials to remain vigilant for suspicious activity, although no specific threats were noted. Former CIA operative Jason Hansen has some tips if you're heading out for the 4th.
If something happens, you know, stand there for a second and look around. If everybody's running one way, if the other exit you see is free, go that way.
Fire officials now say no one was exposed to a chemical warfare agent at a Facebook mailing facility in Northern California. The fire department in Menlo Park, located just south of San Francisco, says an alarm notified the workers a package may contain the nerve agent sarin. 27-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs is dead. The team made the announcement today, and the game against the Texas Rangers set for tonight in Texas has been postponed. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the 8R500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, and we're talking about whatever's been coming up on our mind. So, Rob, I know you have something you want to talk about besides what I've been talking about. So please, if you
will. Do you remember a few months ago I got to visit the guys at Florida Carry? They split the state up into a number of regions. They were just having a meetup. It turns out, look, a lot of Florida is not Disneyland. There's a lot of backcountry there. Beautiful area. In the middle of the winter is a good time to see it. And if you're camping or fishing, you can open carry. So this was an open carry event. And that came to mind today. Because, well, for two reasons, Florida Carry will have an open carry event at a campground or sometimes at a fishing pier. They're just reminding people that honest people do have guns. I know we don't see them when they're concealed. Hi, here they are openly carried. We're the good guys. Remember, there are honest gun owners in the world. Well, some policemen making a terrible mistake for which they're now being sued, arrested the open carriers. And then today I saw that two fishermen at a Nassau pier were attacked with baseball bats and hospitalized. That came to mind when you said, if you're making a gun-free zone, if you're disarming me, you ought to be there to protect me afterwards. Well, remember the policeman had said, here, you can't be armed out here. It scares people.
Hmm.
Officer, what do you think about baseball bats? Doesn't that put a little bit of frown on your face, too? I wish those two gentlemen were armed. Now, father, son, 30 years old and 60 years old, both of the age where they could conceal carry, both desperately in need of it in this situation.
Yeah, the whole idea where if I don't have a gun and you don't have a gun, we're equal, that's just malarkey. I mean, disarmed can still mean very, very dangerous. And, you know, the whole basis of martial arts is all based on the fact that they didn't have weapons, so they had to use and fashion everyday implements to be used as a weapon.
But look at how long it takes someone to become proficient in one of the martial arts. Pick your favorite. Aikido, karate, judo, many of them. A lot of women's defense groups will teach a kick, a punch, a block, and that's it.
Yep. They're just trying to create some space.
Right. Well, interesting. I did an article today looking at the victims of gun control. And when I was studying the rape statistics, almost anything you do makes you less likely to be a victim. Now, if you sit there and just scream, you're probably going to be hit. But if you, the probability of you being raped during a sexual assault, virtually playing limp, the people who did nothing had the highest rate of sexual assault. It's tragic, of rape, actually, because there's a distinction at that level.
Right.
And when we look at the people who used a gun for self-defense, the numbers fall apart because that number isn't terribly large, but there were no recorded events where someone wanted to be a rapist with a gun pointed at them. They typically, if they pressed that, they got shot. So, I really want people to defend themselves. Even if the numbers are, you know, small, yeah, please take care of yourself out there.
Well, both times I've drawn a gun, I felt like I did not have an option because this had been sprung upon me suddenly.
Right.
And both times I've drawn a gun, as soon as they ascertained that this was not exactly the way they thought it was going to go,
right,
they decided to go peddle their papers elsewhere. So both times I did not have to shoot anybody. I was fully prepared to shoot them. And I think that must have shown in my face because they were, the combination of the, you know, having the capability means I've got to have the gun. Having the capacity means I'm willing to do it. And if I have both capacity and capability, well, now they've got a big problem.
There was a self-defense gun story that just came out today.
Sure.
I did it with Amanda Suffacool. You've seen fast food restaurants that are open very late or very early, but they close the front door. They'll work through the drive-through window because they don't have enough people to keep the front registers secure.
Right.
And it's safer for their employees. So this guy tries to climb in through the drive-through window with a gun in his hand. And one of the defenders, it's one of the clerks there, it's after midnight, goes, this isn't going to go well. So he gets out his gun and he shoots at the intruder but misses. And the comment was, you know, I think the criminal was surprised when other people can have guns too.
Yeah.
Not the robbery he had planned.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a definite. That is definitely true. That always, well, in both of my cases, it seems like it. And I'm sure your research bears that out, too.
Of course.
It's a very high percentage of people that use guns and to stop the commission of a crime. And then what is the percentage that don't actually shoot somebody? 97%?
Yes.
Perhaps?
So one out of 30, and often under unusual circumstances, meaning the person is terribly intoxicated, or it's night and, you know, I told him he didn't believe me. He may not have seen the gun in the darkness and I was forced to use it. Yep.
Yeah.
But you know, think of that's absolutely consistent. And have you asked, is it JC, your shooting buddy?
JT. Yeah.
I bet his experience is the same. Very few criminals want to charge a loaded gun. Just, it doesn't matter whether a policeman's holding it or a armed civilian.
Right.
That's just not what they had planned.
No. And I need to have a discussion with him on this. Maybe we'll get to review some of this stuff that I've got. I've also built the ultimate Glock 43 now. It is crazy how much this gun costs if you build it this way. Crazy. So I'm going to be trying to enlist his aid. So I will bring that up.
Just isn't that interesting? Policemen really have an unfortunate amount of experience seeing bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Let's see. For those of you that like the spoken word, well, podcasts are like audiobooks, and Rob does too. He does one. He's part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, and he does self-defense gun stories, which just passed that milestone, 300,000 download. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin. Well, let's hit it. Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Check them out. I got something coming. I don't know what's coming next, but there'll be some more reviewing going on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been discussing various things, and this is the final segment. So, Rob, what's your pleasure?
Do you have Dan Zimmerman on next segment?
I do.
How awesome, because he brings such insight. I wonder if he'll touch on this one. Sometimes you and I have expectations that gun owners will be abused by the California legal system. When that doesn't happen, we're kind of shocked. It's like, what? There's still some law? There's still some rights of self-defense in California? Well, California said you have to register your, air quotes, assault weapons. Here's the system for it, and then the system didn't work. You couldn't do it online. Well, of course, so therefore, after you registered, now you're out of compliance, and by registering, you're now admitting that you hold these firearms after the mandatory compliance date. And a judge said, no, wait a minute. You guys, the California Department of Justice, you broke the law. You said in this, you are required to do what the law said. It's a two-party proposition. The legislator made the law saying registrations is required. You are required to produce the system so that honest citizens could register their firearms. You failed. Now, what I would wonder, would that judge then ever hold state employees in contempt and under criminal liability for failing to obey the law? I doubt it.
Yeah.
That, you know, I worked that hard. I get, yeah, that's all.
No, see, I'm thinking about the it's not really, I'm sure coming from the bureaucrats, there'd be a lot of complexity involved in all of that, right? The various ones that you're going to hold responsible.
Right. Well, as you, Bill, you've come from a pretty serious background. You can delegate authority. You cannot delegate responsibility. California State Attorney General Becerra had a duty to see this, that this got done. If he had to go back to the legislature and say, you have to give me more funds, this is the law, he didn't do that job.
Yeah, but when you see the thing about the California General Assemblies is, and you lived in California, you know.
I'm a refugee.
Most of them, their primary role seems to be talking.
Yeah.
And stimulating feelings. Now, what are the roads like in California?
Wow, depends on where you are. Remember, it's a huge state. And
right.
It's some of the most, the highest density traffic on the planet.
Well, let's talk about, let's just take Los Angeles, for example, where it's
terrible.
You know, very, very expensive to live and all this other stuff.
Yes.
What do you
they're
think?
Not that,
huh?
They're not that good. And one reason, despite the staggering gas taxes, is the legislature keeps raiding that fund.
Yeah. That brings up the next point. That brings up the next point. A gallon of gas in California. Like, right. I have a Ford Explorer. You've got a Mustang, which is a muscle car. Or
right.
Does yours have the muscle car engine in it?
No, it's a six.
But it's still going to burn more than, you know, one of
yeah.
the little Econo boxes. So we're driving cars that burn normal amounts of gas. And in California, we'd be paying $5 a gallon.
For at least four and change, yeah, and it just went up by 6 cents a gallon, another six today.
Yeah.
Ow.
So,
ow.
You know, looking at California and expecting them to actually be responsible with their responsibility, I fully expect to hear about it. I just saw a video where Gavin Newsom is out there, and dude looks like he's acting in a film, and he is a psychopath. He's got the eyes happening, his head's moving around, he's moving his hands and everything. And it's basically to say, if you're an illegal immigrant, come here. If you want to have an abortion, ladies, come here. Everything that nobody else does, we do here in California.
Well, remember, he's bleeding the middle class. Jobs are leaving. Companies are leaving. It's Chicago writ large. And they don't want to lose representatives. So they're buying new voters any way they can get them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that when eventually they're going to wake up one day and they're going to have Silicon Valley, which is the wide, you know, that's the deep, that's the high end of the spectrum. And everybody else is going to be, you know, welfare.
Yes.
And there's going to be there's not enough big money in Silicon Valley to fund the state. There just isn't.
No, no, can't be. They are what, am I going to get this right? 1/8 of the population, they have 1/3 of the welfare cases in the entire nation are in California?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They also, and Gavin Newsom knows this because when he was the lieutenant governor, he was the one tasked with going and visiting the California companies because once a year the lieutenant governor goes out and does that. He was having to go to Texas and Nevada for a lot of California companies because like Frog Lube is a really good example. Frog Lube has an office in San Diego, and yet everybody that they got one guy that's in San Diego, and everybody else is in Dallas or Houston. They're Texas somewhere, and you know they're not really a California company. So they're driving them all out. One day they're going to wake up, and it's just not going to be nothing. And then maybe we could see, I don't know. Maybe Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn will be moving out, running out of the state to try to save their lives, and we can do a remake of Escape from L.A.
What's tragic is all the good people who invested their lives trying to build something there,
sure.
And it's, you know, Atlas trying to hold the weight of the world. I respect their effort. I did it for most of my career, and then I left when I couldn't take it anymore.
Right. I would imagine you would have been out of job because weren't you a petrochemical engineer?
No, mostly military R&D.
Okay.
Yeah. High tech from Silicon Valley to San Diego. And yet, with all there's huge capability in California, but the bureaucrats, I have to say, don't really care. I mean, in this case, hi, we have to come on. Credit card companies do it. Everybody on the planet can make a registration scheme. They just created this huge mess in a bureaucracy and hung gun owners out to dry because there were no political repercussions for failing to do the job. Maybe the judge will hold them accountable. It'll be an interesting test of our legal system, particularly the one in California.
Just out of curiosity, like if you're in the northern part of California and you get a concealed carry permit out the is that a state permit? Is that a county permit? Can you carry your gun in L.A. or San Francisco or what
yes. kind of? It varies by county by county. 10 million of the 40 million residents live in shall issue counties.
Wow.
Wow. Yes. And that permit is good anywhere. So I think if you're from the northern part of the state or you live on the Nevada border, some of those counties, by the way, have less than 2,000 inhabitants in the entire county. You can get a permit and with that carry concealed right down Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. You can carry it in Santa Monica. Nobody knows. Completely legal. Carry it right down Mission Avenue in San Francisco.
Mm.
More to talk about next week.
Yeah, more to talk about. Hopefully they don't have a typhus outbreak or bubonic plague. Those of you out there, if you like podcasts, go check out the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. There's a reason it got is over 300,000 downloads now. It's worth your time. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Up next, editor-in-chief from truthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.